Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
She appreciated nothing. Nothing.
What do you mean, Jenny?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what, Jenny. I don't care.
She hated India.
I don't care what you think of
me,
Jenny.
What do you mean? You hated it. Broke my heart. Broke my heart.
You called
terrible.
Me.
You're terrible. You're terrible to India. You don't even care. And if I was an ambassador to India, but I'm not, I would let you back in. Don't come back. Don't come back, you.
You're a...
Listen here, bitch.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90-day Beyonce. Marrying someone you've only met on your phone. Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is reality, gays. This is reality, gays.
This is... And this is Toe, more importantly.
This is toe.
Motherfucking Toe.
This is toe.
The first part of the Toe tell-all. And they brought it.
Three-part tell-all, I'm calling it now.
It is going to be a three-part tell-all.
Oh, it is already. Oh, yeah. This was 42 minutes of...
It was fantastic.
Fantastic television.
Sensational. Sensationalized. Yes. I don't care. Especially when they brought in the four angry jurors.
Yes, 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 yes. Is that what we're calling them?
Yeah, or the veterans,
as they said. We need a good name for them, like the
rabble.
Like the Matt Sharp Justice League. I don't know. I don't like any of these, but it's just something.
This is such a dump. I think they didn't trust their source material here. I think their source material would have given them plenty.
Plenty. It's... I like it, but I'm telling you, they're with Last Resort and that doing so well, it changed things.
You know what? I think they thought it would be like their tell-all was for before the 90. Remember when no one wanted to say anything?
Oh.
And
boy.
I don't think they thought Shekinah would come with as many opinions as she had.
Y'all, I agree with everything she said about
I did too.
Everyone.
I did too.
It made me like, I never disliked her, but it made me actually go like, oh, I like you.
I don't like her. I think she's got a lot of issues.
Well, that comes
But out. I think she makes great television. It is amazing how plastic she appears on camera lighting.
Yeah.
Like the way she did her makeup, everything about it, the dress even was very.
Dress with the ties on the side. It looked like a dress you would wear.
Yeah, because if I was a woman, I would look like a Bratz doll.
Oh.
I would dress like a fucking Bratz doll. Makeup, hair, all Bratz inspired.
Yeah.
I would look like the biggest slut you've ever seen.
You would.
Especially if I was really, really proud of my body. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You'd be. But I thought she agreed with everything she said. And a lot of times she wasn't even like attacking people's character. She was coming back with them with the facts or yeah. with their actions. That was hard to dispute.
I think there's a low key way she has about saying things, and she says things so unemotionally that we have to take them as fact.
Yes.
Cause she has absolutely no emotion in her voice. Cause she's so kind of cut off yeah. from all that.
It was good.
I think they, going back to the four veterans of the Justice League or whatever
they
thought,
we're going to think of a good name for them. This is going to keep happening.
If you didn't watch, I highly encourage you to, but it was Tim of Tim. And Andre,
Lil.
I think was weird.
He didn't say much this episode.
Tania.
I thought we said we were going to call her Tanya because she got such a good edit in The Single Life.
That feels weird in my mouth.
Tanya.
Because we realized we kind of liked her.
Tanya.
Yeah. Why does she still look like shit, though, when she dresses? That awful red thing.
This is why Mary Payne interviews fucking Chantel. She's interviewing Olivia Plath this week.
I don't care.
This is why we can't get in.
Mary Payne's a living
Olivia. Olivia Plath.
Wow.
I know.
Can we be on the line?
I could submit questions.
I would love to.
I'm talking about this, y'all. I talked to Mary Payne. I subbed on her show for her 90 day this week. So you can, it airs on Tuesday.
Why can't we get interviews? I don't think we ever try.
Gary, can you roll that footage of Jake saying he would drive someone off a cliff and watch them burn alive? Thank you.
I take that back. I have said some shit about Olivia.
But I've been very kind. The last three episodes.
You haven't said, no, with Olivia, you haven't said anything that terrible. But we don't get interviews because you talk shit about everyone.
You know what? I got to be me.
That's fine.
I got to be me.
I would rather talk to you than most of them, honestly.
Thank you. I'd rather, no, I really wouldn't want to talk to you. But I don't want to talk to them or to you, but that's just me being me.
You want to talk to me or Paul?
I kind of want to talk to Paul.
Paul?
Karini's apparently at UPS.
Good for her. Wish her the best.
Y'all, December 17th, it's coming. Round the bend.
Holiday.
Spectacular.
Yes. And then we're doing our Watch
You've
with Crappens.
You've confused me. No, please don't call that anything else.
No, it's
else.
Watch with Crappens Holiday Extravaganza.
This is dumb to even equate the two. Please, just... I work so hard just trying to get the branding right.
I know.
And you destroy it, no, like knocking over
two
Jenga.
Two words, Spectacular Extravaganza.
By the way, thank you to so many people who reached out to me talking about Jenga. Cara Berry and I talked about how Jenga stresses me the fuck out.
You don't. It's not fun stress.
It's not fun stress.
That makes sense.
And
you don't like balloons.
And
surprises.
I had so many people. And someone was like, "Thank you for saying that about Jenga. It stresses me the fuck out too. I can't even be around it when it's being played."
I bet, like, especially being HSP, like the sound of it and all that.
It's that yeah. and watching the non-stability of it and watching people slowly pull out things and watching it go back and forth. I had so much response to it.
No, I bet. I bet it's like a 50. I enjoy it, but I can see how that would stress someone out.
Didn't like it.
Well, good. I'm glad you got a little support.
Anyway.
So, yes, y'all, our live is going to be for people on the what's that tier?
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, it is. Okay, the whole smorgasbord tier, the $15 video tier. We'll see it live with us on the 17th of December at 4 p.m. Pacific time. But, and it's an hour long, y'all. But.
The tell-all. Or not tell-all. Our holiday.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yes.
But on the 22nd, it will go out for the rest of the people on RG Plus.
On RG Plus
only will be able to watch it.
There will be costumes. There will be some singing, some carol singing. There may be a little dancing. And of course,
oh, good. I'm a good dancer.
My not to see the costume I put you in. And of course, my yearly reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
No new verses. You promised that last year because I told you it's a classic and it needs to not be touched.
I've taken your notes. And I'm going to tinker. It's all a journey that we're on.
We're excited.
Where's Timmy?
I think that's, I don't really know if it's Smothers coming.
Our crossover, Smothers coming the 12th on the RG Plus $5 tier.
Mm-hmm. No, $8. Smothers an $8 show.
You're right, it's cringe.
It's cringe tier.
It's cringe tier.
Yeah.
You're right, thank you.
And then, yeah, and then our Crappins, that'll be happening on the break while we're on vacation, or while I'm on vacation and while Poodle's visiting his mother.
No, they're actually, very different things. I'm going home from the 18th to the 25th, so my vacation will be actually my vacation.
Oh, like when, and so you're flying back on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Boy, your mom let you do that?
I reasoned with her through economics because I said it was too expensive to fly back. She did not like it. I was flying back, but I said I'm flying back in the evening.
Ah.
Because, yeah.
I love flying back on the 25th.
It's the best.
It's the best. The flight attendants are half soused with you.
Yeah, and everyone else you can tell is either going home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or everyone else has this look on their face like, oh, thank God I survived.
Either I got out or I'm so exhausted from working in retail, I'm just now flying home for Christmas. I just want to not talk to people for 20 years.
That's my favorite kind of traveler.
Which, by the way, shout out to our retail sissies right now working in the holiday shuffle.
We feel you.
You feel, we've been there. It's a lot. And
oh, God, just, I've been there.
Oh, boy. And when that person just yelling, put us in your ear and say, fuck you, I got my queens. No, don't do that. You'll lose
maybe
the job.
Maybe not say fuck you.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway.
Listen to us on your break.
Yes.
y'all, speaking of our break, We are not going away from you. We will have content. We are doing our annual, as you said, your extravaganza, which I hate. But all I can think of now, our Crappins crossover with Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappins. Mm-hmm. This is our fourth year doing it?
Yeah. It's great. We drink coffee when we start on the first show. And by the third or fourth show, we're just full into vodka cranberries.
Yeah, it's true. We, what was the first one? Was the first one Holidate? God, that was such an awful
with Queen Latifah. No, with Holidate.
That was Emma Roberts.
Oh, that kind of was my favorite one.
Oh, I, you
when
know
she
what?
Was looking at the perfect
because
date.
That was almost like a real movie.
It was like a real movie.
It's the problem for me was that it was so bad.
But it looked good, whereas a lot of these films we watch now look like they were filmed on an iPhone from 5 years
ago. Yeah, like Reed Drummond one?
Yeah. Yes. We did the Reed Drummond.
And then the Lindsay Lohan one last year.
Which we all kind of enjoyed.
That movie I enjoyed a lot more than I thought. And we said, Lindsay said, I'm going to put a lot of my physical comedy bits in here.
And she did. Anyway, it's a wonderful tradition. I'm excited.
But this year, y'all, it is of the 80s, a Diva's Christmas on Lifetime. These are the ways you can watch it, which I'm going to have to say this 100,000 times before those, but I'll say this again. It is on Lifetime. It's available on Lifetime's site. You can stream it for free on their site, but you have to watch commercials. Or you can get whatever Lifetime streaming service
you
want. Yeah. You can get Lifetime streaming service. You, of course, can rent it on Amazon if you want to pay money for it.
Oh, okay.
Or you can do, there's some apps like Philo and Friendly, spelled FRNDLY, that have 7-day free trials. So if you want to watch it a couple days before Christmas, can't just set an alarm so you can cancel your Philo or your friendly or your toot toot or your bumpers.
So many alarms that just come up on your phone that say, cancel this subscription. Yes. Cancel this subscription. Yes.
It's the only way I'll remember.
Cancel Diego's OnlyFans. Cancel, I don't know, Rustifer's OnlyFans.
Cancel the wedding. Cancel the wedding that
cancel
I...
Cancel your affidavit.
Canceled my affidavit.
Yes. Anyway.
We're very excited to... I haven't watched this movie.
I haven't yet.
We're recording it tomorrow.
I'll watch it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, probably tomorrow, tonight. I'm going to watch it tonight. I think later tonight after
I think
dinner.
I will watch it with a beverage.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. But we're very excited about that. It's always a fun time of year to hang out with Ben and Ronnie.
Yeah.
They crack us up, so we're very excited.
Not feel alone at the holidays.
Talking about me?
No, I don't care about you. I mean, I do, but, you know, the...
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time, so we'll...
You have a rental car, so I know you're fine over the holidays.
Yeah. We'll also be doing, as we've done before, some AMA, ask, or AM gay. What do we call it? Gay MA?
Gay, I don't know. One of those last two. What would you like to call
it? We'll be asking people on our RG Plus what...
Gay MA. There we go.
So, questions for us... stuff like that.
Are they going to offer new questions, or are we just going to go off the list that we have from the older ones?
Got a lot of questions.
We have a lot of questions.
I think we should do some. There are, I'm sure some of them will be the same questions we've gotten in the past. Like, how did you meet? That's on the previous gay
AMAs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Poodle's daddy's name?
That I'll never tell. Roderick.
Well, we could maybe we'll do a Google Doc for the Patreon for the RG Plus members on where they can submit more questions if we want. I don't know.
No, we'll do that. We've done it every year.
We'll do that. Oh, okay. So then so anybody on RG Plus will send you like a Google Doc form.
You're acting like I've never done this before.
No, we didn't tell them that. We haven't announced. I'm saying they're going to be able to ask
but
questions.
But we've done it every year, and that's the way we'll do it this year.
Well, we know we did one. I think we did a Midsummer Gay MA, and that's the one we just used the questions that they submitted 4 months ago.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Midsummer Gay MA?
A Midsummer Gay MA over the 4th of July.
A Midsummer Gay MA's dream.
But you're right. Every Christmas. So you.
Bottom. Flute. Oh,
I'm
Hermia.
So if you're on RG Plus, we'll send that in a post, whether it's Supercast or Patreon, and you can submit questions. Apple subscriptions, you're on your own.
We don't, because you know what? We don't know who you are.
We're not fucking Tim Cook yet.
We don't know your business.
We don't know you, lot, bitch.
I don't know your life. You're just sitting here lurking.
Lurking.
And that's fine. Lurk away.
Anything else? I think that's it.
No.
Yeah, I want to talk about this tell-all.
Me too.
I was like, we've only talked 7 minutes. We talked 10 minutes before.
Remember, y'all, Julio and Kirsten were on this season.
When he came out of the car, I went, who?
I know, but no, it was a thing a couple weeks ago when I said, y'all remember, this is the same season of Julio and Kirsten. And people up in arms.
They were like, no, it's not. That was the last one. No, it wasn't, y'all. It
no.
was this season.
I think he was so unpleasant to people, they just kind of blocked him out. And he even somehow makes himself even more unpleasant by trying to drag her dirty laundry out on...
Yeah.
He is... Gross.
Let's talk about it.
Boy, her face, yo, she does not want to be here.
She does not.
She's eating some bad shrimp, it looks like.
He arrives first. He arrives first again. I'm not going to know who it is. And he says there's lies on social media. Whereas, and then he's wearing this brown. He looks nice. Kenny shows up. He looks great in green.
Yeah.
Kenny looks great. He says they have some big news, but I don't really care what other people say.
Holly shows up in pink earphones with lights on them. Her hair is lighter.
And
thank
shorter.
God.
And her and hair shorter. Looks better.
She's got her lips done. More.
And she's definitely taken an Adderall before she showed up to set.
And this dress is short.
Yeah, it's short.
Danielle shows up with receipts. I'm glad that she's now just wearing that, like, short, ratty hair. And she's just owning it that she's got a clip-in ponytail.
Own it. I gotta say.
Finally.
To be like Madonna. When Madonna, you're like, wow.
But she said she was on social media saying it was real before.
She was.
This.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, I did not, but speaking of last week's episode of Toe, I did not like the feelings that I was feeling about Danielle.
I mark my words, y'all. I guarantee you she is going to elicit sympathy from her because Johan is going to be incredibly awful on this tell-all.
Yes, and no one deserves what she... No. No one deserves that, what he did to her.
No.
That's horrible.
She's going to be around to make our lives hell. So just make a sport of hating her like I do now.
Because she was awful easier. To him, but at the same time, she did love him and thought he loved her, which makes you go... You love someone and still treat him that way?
I don't know if she knows what love is. For her, let me just say that.
I think we're both saying the same because I think she thought she loved him, but yes, yeah. Different definition. Anyway,
I can see her DMing me right
y'all,
now.
Call us a bitch tonight.
I think she looked good.
I think she looked good.
The green dress looks good to me. God,
her
I can't believe
looked good. I
can't believe
it.
I'm saying nice things about her. Shekinah says. She comes in defiant because she's like, no one's ready for what I'm going to say. And then she said, I said hi to Danielle, but she didn't say hi back. So here we go. Already it's we're in Heather's.
And then, so she's Sharper's in Turkey.
I'm not here to make friends, she says.
Not here to make friends. Shekinah is like, she says, Holly is a lot. She's like, I just want to tell her, girl, leave your shoes on and don't run away. And that made me laugh. I gotta say, I really enjoyed it. So she also
jumps on Julio.
And Danielle.
And says, she's like, I think you treated Kirsten very harsh and cold. Y'all, this is a woman who has spent the last 10 years of her life trying to be on a reality show. She is enjoying this moment. She was on The Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this is her moment, and no one's going to spoil it.
Good for her. Kimberly shows up. She said, no one told me how much marriage sucks.
Y'all, by the way, if you thought it was a flash in the pan of just her calling Jenny a see you next Tuesday, she is being absolutely wonderful on her YouTube channel. She is just doubling down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's just horrible. Yeah.
She is. She's pretty.
Yeah, she's awful.
I hope they're still not married.
I don't know.
He deserves someone nicer to him than that.
Well.
Not that
he did wonderful. He did pretty completely... deceive her.
No one,
he pulled the rug out
the
from
wool
under her.
Over her
he
eyes.
Pulled the wool over her eyes. Yes.
The whole time.
But more than that, there is a level of, I feel like she walks around this world and treats everyone that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shekinah called it when Shekinah said, like, she said when she called her on her behavior. Anyway, we'll get into that.
Julio says...
I just want to say, she kind of also says when Danielle shows up, she's like, I think she was very specific of what she wanted. She liked the way he looked, and she liked his big dick.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I went, oh my God.
You just nailed her.
I love Shekinah.
I don't know if I'd say I loved her, but what she's doing is expressing herself in quick sound bites, which is great for reality television.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Now you can talk about
Sean Hulu. Shows up, La Vision in white. She doesn't have a lot to do this, these 42 minutes.
Because there's 20 people on stage.
Yeah. Brandary is there via satellite. He looks pudgy.
I could not watch that episode last week with them with all those bugs. Could not watch it.
I had a feeling you would be able to.
Oh, could yeah. not. It was terrible. They talk about they
did
had
just you watch them eat the cake with the bugs in it? Yes. And someone, who was it, who I did tow with, I think Robin, asked me if I would have eaten that cake. And I said 100% I would have.
You would have picked the bugs just off of the ice. Well,
it's
you don't
protein.
Love a, yeah. Would he? Would Robin have ate that cake?
I think
cake?
He would have eaten the cake. We talked about it. It looked decent.
They apparently love Taylor Swift because they named their baby Midnight.
Oh, I think it's more than that. I think... feels like a horse name.
It does. Yes. Did Zorro ride Midnight?
Or a goth girl.
Yeah.
I like it when he's like, it's a very unique name. And I was like,
it's not.
Shoo, stop.
No, it's not a name. It's actually
it's a stripper name.
I actually don't hate it. What's your name? Midnight.
What do you call, I think Mary Payne and I were talking about this.
If you're a guy, they could call you Knight.
What do you call, hot. How do you shorten that? It's so literal.
Imagine this, okay? Picture it, okay? Close your eyes.
I'm not closing my eyes. Just say what you need to say.
You're 19, you're in college, you go to a party. You're in there, you're having drinks, you're hanging out, pots lingering in the air, and you end up meeting a jazzer. His name is Midnight, but everybody just calls him Knight. Would you fuck him?
You already had me with jazzer and the room smelled like pot. I didn't need to know his name.
But would that turn you on more? If there was two men and they both looked like Ryan Gosling, and one's name was Patrick, and the other one was Midnight. Who are you gonna fuck?
Midnight is too literal.
Who are you gonna fuck? Midnight or Patrick?
Which one has the more choking potential?
They are exactly the same choking potential.
You know what? I think I'd have more of a problem. I think I would ask Midnight way too much about his parents' wishes. So I might choose Patrick.
Okay.
I don't think Midnight's not even edgy. It's a horse name.
And it's for their daughter too. We should say, right? They had a girl, right?
Yeah.
So
hope she enjoys the pole.
Exactly. It's a stripper name.
God. There's just no way to shorten it. You can't call her Midi.
No, Midi. That's what is. That sounds terrible.
I know.
Mids.
There's not a way to shorten it. No. There's not a way. They just need to. They certainly need to start over.
And then also, apparently, if it's anywhere close, if it's between 11, I just went, because I was laughing.
You did.
If it's between 11 and 1 a.m., someone's going to say, hey, what time is it, midnight? No, it's 11:30. That's what I said. What time is it, midnight? It's 11:25. It's just who's on fucking first her whole fucking life.
That's a Bob Hope joke, but thank you. Holly and Wayne are separated, basically. Or sorry, Danielle and Johan are still separated.
Yes.
Wayne.
Even Armando went. Whoa.
Y'all, Wayne looks shrunken. He looks not well.
He looks sad. He looks very depressed. Yeah. How you and Holly have been, she's been back for 4 months, and Wayne says it's been a bit strange.
Neverland.
Julio and Kirsten. She's like, you know, I'm not really angry at him anymore. I'm over that.
He's like,
feelings.
I never wanted to be called Julio. And y'all, she's trying to kill him with her mind. She hates this man.
I will say, I do not like her outfit.
The dress doesn't do her favor. She's got a lovely body.
The blonde hair on camera, because they're using the bright lights, it washes her out.
Yeah, with the white.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
I do too,
on the
but
show.
It doesn't bring out her eyes or anything.
Yeah.
And also the bustier of it kind of fits weird.
Yeah. She says, I don't have any feelings for him. I have feelings of hate towards him. I have no feelings. No feelings.
We're almost to
but
it, y'all.
But Shekinah and Sarper are great. This is the best relationship I've ever been in.
And Armando immediately says, so you slept with 2,500 people. Do you have some war marks on your dick, bud?
Whip it out.
And Kenny's like, oh my God.
Armando. She's like, I did ask him to get an STD test. He's like, do not talk about our relationship.
No, he just says, no, don't talk about past relationships.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because she said, anytime I've been in a relationship, I ask
no,
for it.
No, there is only one relationship. One cock. For the rest of life.
For the rest of life. And then Sean says, when we have some very special guest, an intro, Hawaii 5-0 or some like type of, Maverick. What's the one with Tom Hanks with the mustache when he was the cop in Hawaii?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Skerritt.
What
Skerritt.
The fuck are you talking about? Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck.
Magnum P.I.?
Magnum P.I., thank you.
Is that the music they play?
Yeah. They walk in. It's all in slow motion. Kalani looks good. Tim looks great. Andre looks fine.
I think they cast Kalani only on her eye expressions alone.
Yeah, and stuff when she finds out their tea, she's like, yes.
Yes. Again, I think this is a hat on a hat. I think these people are willing to go to come for each other. I don't think they needed these four.
It like Jenny and Submit, we've been saying the entire season, we hope that we wish she could talk to Jenny.
Yeah.
So this is so specific. I think it would be like on 90 Day, like if they brought in like Chloe to talk about Nikki and Igor's relationship.
Right. I wonder what Tanya's going to have to say. What is their thing?
I don't know.
Because basically they said these 90 Day veterans have had some of the same problems. Like they talk about overbearing family. I'm sure that's going to be something with
Andre. Tim is dealing with someone who's just using him for television. Who else has that?
That's true. I think it's because Tim has a friendship with Kenny.
Well, and Tim's
they're going to talk about that.
Oh, that's true. They'll probably have, because no, I guarantee you, he'll be who kind of is, quote, critical of Kenny, because you can't touch really Kenny and Armando. No.
Yeah, I don't know why Tanya/Tania is there. I don't know. She has major... She looked really good at one tell-all, and then she looked like chicken breast in a pair of pantyhose at one.
She looked fine. You know, her skin looks good.
It's like an old Christmas sweater.
I mean,
she's in.
That's why I'm talking about her skin and her makeup, not her sweater. I'm trying to say something nice, Poodle, since I can't say very much at all.
Let's jump in with Kimberly and TJ. Let's just get into it, y'all.
She's still living in India. I don't think she is currently.
No,
on this tell-all, she is.
Yeah. Why is it? I guess they need to have the American over here to be present. It's better TV, yeah.
And the American probably always wants to do it because they get a free trip to New York, free trip to see their family,
mm-hmm.
pay some parking toll tickets, Danielle.
Brandan can't go because Mary's holding a knife to his back.
Not because she has a new baby.
No.
Because she...
Won't let him go.
Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. afraid he'll talk to another girl.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the thing about she says here is they kind of ask, was Kimberly not being appreciative of what TJ had done? We find out he'd taken out a 7-year loan. And what do you think of her affect?
$12,000.
Yeah. What do you think of her affect when she's like, you know what? I guess it's good to hear now.
I noticed her affect the whole time. And either she like took a gummy or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Or something. Or she saw the first part of the season and saw how hysterical she looked.
I have a third thing that's a trauma response. This is how she acts in a trauma response, where everything's fine. It's one of the trauma responses
well,
that she activates.
Well, when your mom tells you she doesn't really like being around you and doesn't love you, you kind of have to turn things off.
I think that's the tip of the iceberg.
I think so, too.
I think this reads like, we've said this before, this reads like sharp objects, that Gillian Flynn, that Amy Adams thing. There's some crazy shit going on.
I think so, too.
Then basically they say, I think Kimberly says, yeah, in his culture, he doesn't have to tell me about the money and debts till after we're married, but he still didn't tell her. She kind of asked,
did you ask those questions? Yeah. And she said, no.
But
you don't do that.
And weirdly, all she can do is smile, that creepy smile. And there's just something not right.
No. Now, Jenny and Sumit join work. Now, Jenny does kind of...
Namaste!
Namaste. Jenny does come in hot.
She says, where do I begin?
Yeah, she's like, where do I begin? She hated India. She was unappreciative and broke my heart. I mean, we kind of went through a lot of it.
Then she says, I liked it when she's like, when she was saying, I hate India and it broke my heart. And this is where Kim goes, your opinion doesn't matter anything to me, Jenny.
Yeah. It's robotic.
Yeah. And
that's kind of what starts with Jenny's like, well.
And she's like, well, darling, you can say it. Just like, just don't call me darling. Yeah, don't call me darling.
I'm fine, darling. And that is, she doesn't realize.
You're an entitled spoiled brat.
That when Farmer John calls the chicken darling, that means there's a wolf nearby. So it's a trigger word for Jenny.
It's true. And then, y'all, when the see you next Tuesday is uttered, Armando's face is in halfway in gay gasp mode.
He does clutch pearls.
Kalani's face looks like a child that's gotten hand got caught in the cookie jar. Even Sarper is like, that's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Andre was a little bit like, fuck.
I wouldn't ever say that to a woman.
So everyone gasped and she just said,
come to India. Come to Jaipur.
She said, oh, come over, honey, darling.
And she's like, you come to my Jaipur. Cash me outside. Cluck me outside.
Cluck me outside.
Cash me outside, bitch.
Armando says to her, you're being disrespectful. And she says, I am not. And Kenny tries to call her. He's like, you are. And he also says, that's your problem. You elevate it. You're the one that always dead on. Goes. And of course, Jenny's like,
yeah, disrespectful, disrespectful. I love India.
I liked that Jenny's like, I had to work for everything I got and scrapped.
I had a chicken claw.
Remember.
Chicken scratch.
Jenny was literally catfished by some hits.
Yes. Catfished and...
Subjected to horrific things by his parents.
And his parents spoke enough English to shame her.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know what they're saying.
No. No.
And we show the clip of Kim screaming and said, I asked you not to call me crazy. And they watch the clip and she kind of says, anger management much?
I will say, I'm not defending Kim here, but it felt like everyone was ganging up on her. But I don't know, how could you not? And the way her affect led you to, she enjoyed it.
Yeah, once someone calls someone the see you next Tuesday word,
it's
everyone should gang up on them.
Yeah, and I want to defend someone who I feel like everyone's piling on. But at the end of the day, I think later on in the break, there was just no humility. There was no response to
what she kind of told her to do.
Yeah.
She's like, if you just have some humility, and I don't feel sorry for her because again, what she kind of said about her, she behaved the entire episode in a way showing them who she was and was just getting consequences for her own actions.
She does say...
It is chilly in here now.
She does say the titty baby comment. And she said, told him he needed to get off his mom's teat. I like it. She's like, can I say this? I'm like, well, you just called...
It's so
weird. You just
weird.
Called someone else the C word.
How you're being so... It's weird.
And then... Shekhan is merciless, and she's like, but you know, look how she talks to people. And I wouldn't, because she's talking about, she said sometimes TJ and her would fight and they wouldn't speak for 72 hours. And Shekhan is like, I wouldn't talk to her either.
Well, and she did say, Shekhan said she puts herself in the situation and she's playing the victim. She does in some ways. I don't know. I think she plays the victim. I don't know if I fully agree that Kimberly knowingly put all of her... She did not know the situation of his family.
No. No.
No.
No.
So, but she never, ever apologizes for anything.
No.
You didn't lose your attitude. It's out of control. Ruffles my feather.
And she would go... her crazy... Y'all, I don't think she's well. Like, and I say that... Not out of fake concern. Something's really off.
She has mental. I think she needs,
a tweak in her meds.
Or if any meds.
Oh, she's got to be on something, honey. She's got to be on something. Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. All right.
Shekhinah and Sarper.
The most perfect relationship in the world.
They deliver.
They do.
They had
put them on happily ever. Oh. Well, they're still on. They're going to be. I think they're going to be on. Several
I think they're
going to
have
Toe.
Another season of Toe.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So y'all, the clip of the weighing, the sucker, everything controversial that we saw, and of course everyone says, and my favorite, the hands down clip for me with the sister. Well, you're acting like a slut on your phone. What are you calling me a slut for being on my phone? Bitch. Whore. Oh, what's the word you use to begin with C?
Frollop.
It was so they go there and everybody, you know, is what
they're horrified.
What we see how it looks, and Shekhan immediately says, I see how
I know
looks.
What it looks like, but it's not like he's an asshole. It makes it look like he's an asshole. And Sarper says
Daniel,
the thing about Sarper.
Well, I'm not really not weighing her right now because I know she's in quite good form, so I do not need to weigh her.
I do not see. So I'm a good person.
But I am a control freak, and she likes to be controlled.
And the thing about this is, y'all, part of it, I believe him.
No, I believe 100% of it.
And y'all, there it's easy to put this in a binary of an abusive relationship. I think this is their kink. I want to put this, and I'm if my sister, I don't have a sister, but if my sister was involved with someone like this, I'd have problems with it for sure. Do I think that this woman came from a background where she didn't have any control over her life and it feels normal to have no control?
Yep.
Yes.
Danielle kind of called it when Danielle talked about, first of all, she had a good line when she said, I would stick that lollipop up his ass.
Yeah.
But when she said, this looks like two kind of acute, unhealthy patterns and they found each other and in a way she basically was saying they make it work for one another. And I agree with you. I was watching this going, is this wrong if it's all consensual kink?
Yeah.
Is it wrong?
Right.
I mean, we don't know what extent he's controlled. I mean, do I think it's wrong to control how someone eats food?
Yes.
Yes, very. But if I was with someone, I don't know what's the difference of someone who's like in a relationship and like, you know, you make your boyfriend wear one of those like penis cage things. Yeah. Sorry, you're going to get that on your phone now and your Facebook.
Sorry.
Ad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way,
No Nut November, as they called it. That was a thing.
What?
A lot of men wore those penal cages and they called it No Nut November.
What?
How did you not know about this? It was everywhere. No Nut November.
I don't think this was everywhere.
Okay, I will not be kink shamed.
I'm not kink shaming you. I'm just processing.
Maybe my area of the internet is different than yours.
So guys would just
lock their penises in those cages
for a whole month,
and they would give like either their significant other or their kinkster a key.
So
okay. It's not. Listen, look, it's not for me. I don't. No man will control what
dick
I do.
Wild and free.
No man will control what I do with my penis.
But
I understand that some people's kinks.
So I understand that too. And so I'm just still processing that.
Not November. Yeah.
So they just like would pee through a cage?
I guess. You can pee through it. Have you never seen the penis cages?
No, I've never had my penis in a cage.
I haven't either, but I've seen them.
I've seen pictures, but I've never really explored that. Although I probably will now. I do have a bone to pick with you. The Facebook ads I'm getting now because of you are disgusting. I was scrolling and it was plastic nipple clamps. And then the next one was just a guy in a full-on pup mask. Not even like a costume, just a pup mask. And then the next
one
was a vibrating cock ring.
Oh, those are interesting.
So what I was going to say is, what is the difference of a cage in a penis or a woman wearing like some chastity shit or a guy and their other partner has the key? What is the difference? I'm genuinely asking.
Well, there's a lack of education about some kink in culture, and everyone wants to immediately say this is abusive, this is control. I just think that there's this, I'm not here to even say that this is very safe for these people, but
yeah,
it seems like she's happy, and it's easy for all of us to sit in judgment of it.
Yeah. Now, is it not a great thing that she's completely shut off her entire family, not talking to them, including her
that's
mom?
That's not good.
That's a big, huge red flag.
Well, let me push on that. Let's say that there was something that is a red flag. Let's say parts of the family were doing something that was even more destructive.
But yeah, that's a good
point.
If
I had a sister like her,
because her family was not a very, she wanted to get away from her family because it seemed like they were very controlling as well.
Yeah.
And we see from the video of her sister's not coming in this with kindness.
Oh, what a pansy ass thing to do, too, is send a video so no one could actually.
And just a shady video. And the things that she said.
Like I just want to say when the voicemails he left for, he's like, listen, he says it really nicely.
Those before that, her sister, the voicemails? Oh, we did.
Yes.
Oh, well, no, I don't know if you know this, but I actually, we have, there was apparently more voicemails.
Oh.
They didn't have time for on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
Talk to our friend Nicole.
I love being surprised.
Over at 90 Day. And we've got those today.
We have some of the voicemails. Okay.
Yeah, here. Here you go. Beep.
My darling, don't use that dark lipstick like you have. It makes you look like slut. You're my slut. Don't eat too many carbs either. Make sure when you wipe your mouth, you do it with small end of napkin. And sit cross-legged like little girl. Then be a good whore. That's the word, bitch.
Boop! We've got one more.
Okay.
Actually, because there was a couple of voicemails. Yep. So let's just play this one. And for the record, I'm pretending to press a button. Boop!
My darling, when you are answering to Sean Robinson, can you please look at me and wink when you need to say something? And can you shake your beautiful orbs? Show them off. And then you may, don't look at any of the other men, please. They're very not attractive. I am the only one. And preferably, could you meet me in green room for dick time? Then you will suck dick. But you like it!
Boop! Anyway.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So make your own choices. Make your own decisions, yeah. People.
As she says, it's all good advice.
It's all good advice.
I think if I were her friend, I might have a lot of questions for her.
Does it feel, obviously, controlling and to us, controlling and or not healthy? Yes.
Yeah.
But they're consenting into this, and
I don't think anyone's getting physically hurt.
Yes. Emotionally, you still worry about.
Yeah.
But it's like you said.
I also think this man's an idiot.
Yeah. And Shekinah.
And for her, I think this feels, and I'm going to say a really controversial word here. This feels safe to her.
No. Yeah.
And I know that's really weird for people to hear that.
Think of her past.
Yeah. Yeah. This feels safe.
Because a lot of the men she's dated are older and have a lot of autonomy.
Right.
That's scary to her.
And so it's really super easy to judge this. And I think everyone on stage was doing that. And I think it was brought up for that reason. But just sit back and just think about how it may benefit both of them.
Yeah.
And they're both on television, so yay.
I mean, when someone says, I look him as my leader, and he's leading us. And you see Kalani just
she just...
No. Look!
No.
And they say, Sarpa said, we are perfect match. And they're kind of cut, and there's just silence in the crowd, and they're all just kind of sitting there stunned.
What question for you? When later on, when Kenny and the break, when Kenny says, Kenny's talking to Kimberly, says, what you call Jenny, do you regret that? And she's like, no. And then she says,
you should. It was really harsh.
But what this thinks, she said this, and it struck something in my head. She says, that's part of the process. That's part of a process.
Yeah, I thought that was an odd statement to say, too, when she said that. And I went,
what does that mean?
I think it doesn't mean anything to her. I think it's just her doubling down and wanting to sound. I think Kimberly likes to sound more intelligent than she is.
That's true.
What
I thought it might be is her saying, it's part of my process to let my anger out. That's not how this works.
I don't think she's thought it through that much.
Okay. But
I can see why you think that, but I don't think she's that deep.
But I was going to say, that's not how, if your process works in hurting other people, your process isn't. Your process sucks.
And it's abusive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just thought it struck me, and I thought about it, and I thought, what could she mean by that?
I mean, it's very, like, the lack of responsibility and the doubling down is narcissism 101. It's very classic.
I don't ever want to see her again. She troubles me because I don't think she'll ever get help for the big issue she has.
No, she's gonna read a tarot deck.
Yes, that's what it is.
And interpret it, which y'all know I do tarot. I believe in all that. But something I believe in it is that you can't just pull cards and then interpret the meaning you want for them constantly in your life. That's what she does.
Moving on to someone even who we barely remember, Julio and Kirsten, they have not spoken. They show that kind of final clip where he's kind of plays her like a fuckboy. And
he does.
And then Sarper, because of course Sarper thinks that all women are cheating whores, Sarper says, is there anything that we don't know about Kirsten?
The producer told him to say
that. 100%. He can't come up with this.
No, he never would have thought of that.
Did she cheat on you, Julio?
Did she? They had to do that like five times.
And y'all, and then Julio says, this is what I hated about this. They're like turning the tables on this woman, or trying to. And even she, who Kirsten says, or Julio says, Kirsten, is there anything you want to say? Because I'm being the big man, the brave man, the kind man from holding all of your secrets in. And she says, she's like, well, I was texting a good friend and you didn't like it, which I can totally believe.
Yes.
And anyway, so
apparently they're dress shopping and he saw photos
talking to a
phone,
and he's like, you were calling each other mama, mommy and poppy. And she's like, he's my friend. Then she says, he said, she grabbed my phone, locked herself in the bathroom and deleted a conversation that I had recorded with the guy. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Where did you make the decision to record this conversation?
So you recorded
that I had with a man that she had with
her
man. Yes.
No, I mean, yeah, that's what, when I watched this, I went, you really want to defend that?
I was shocked that no one pushed back. I think maybe we'll get a little pushback. The other thing here is that this all happened when he was in the Netherlands. None of this is happening on the show. Mm-hmm. This is dirty laundry that probably was handled before she came to the U.S.
Yeah. Like you said, that's what he wanted to keep it.
And he's bringing this. Now, she's like, we were having a fight at this time. And then he says, well, What about I recorded you when I asked you about it, this guy. So she recorded her then too. He filmed her. This is creepy fucking shit.
That's not, yeah. That
y'all,
was...
if I would have been, if someone would have said that to me, I would have been horrified that I've been recorded, number yes. one. There'd be no trust at all.
And you get recorded a lot.
That is willingly.
That, but it's different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prefer it, actually.
You do.
When I'm being paid.
Just ask.
Yeah. I just need to have some consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As everyone,
consent for recording is everything, y'all.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It was gross, but we're going to hear it next week.
I hope she destroys him. I yeah. hate this guy.
He's pretty gross.
I just can't get over. They couldn't talk about anything related to their brick.
That's
that
my
phone?
Vibrating,
okay.
I think.
Why can I hear it all the way over here?
I don't know. Oh, it's my brother. Here, you want to talk to him?
No, we're trying to do a fucking show.
Okay, sure, I'll call him later.
Yeah.
All right.
My thing was, he couldn't even talk about anything in their show. He had to go back to how he had to try to embarrass her on national television.
Yeah, he's gross.
God.
And it was riveting.
Join us next week in part two of the Toe Tell-All.
Like, this ended and I went, what? It's done? I wasn't ready.
I'd love a 42-minute tell-all.
I wasn't ready for it to be done. I would rather have a 42-minute, three-part tell-all than a two-part, hour-and-a-half tell-all.
Agree.
I don't know why, but...
Agree.
All right, everybody. That is your tell-all part one this week, so we'll have tell-all part two coming next week. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the drill. Again, give the gift of gay. Give the gift of gay this season.
On Supercast.
Supercast, you can give a subscription. I think you can
to
do
your
yearly.
Friends, family, your father. I bet your father would love listening
Send
to us.
Send it to daddy. Send it to daddy this holiday season. That's what.
Well, Send it to daddy.
That's what we try to do.
Mm-hmm. Daddy Claus.
Oh. Gosh. All right, everybody. So you can go to all that on our website.
Why is that on my schedule? It was role play.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever explained head spinning around exorcism pea soup as bumps in the road... First of all, you might need to talk to a therapist.
BetterHelp.
And get on some better meds.
Yeah, and call us.
And call BetterHelp and call us.